What car do you take when you're driving from Sydney to the Gold Coast for a family holiday? Two adults and three boys. Well, for one of our contributors, it was a Kia Carnival. He took the Carnival GT line with a 2.2-litre diesel engine and 8-speed automatic transmission. I asked him what he thought, and his response was simple. I loved it, he said. He specifically mentioned little things like the fact that it didn't really matter how much luggage the five of them took, the Carnival swallowed it with ease. The seating plan also allowed the boys to be separated so they wouldn't fight during the trip. There are USB ports everywhere, so each boy could have their own iPad plugged in. Cup holders everywhere as well. Other factors he mentioned are that it drove like a big SUV, smooth, powerful and economical, and he appreciated the safety features on the long drive. The huge digital driver instrument panel and central screen showcased a myriad of information. It's also not that expensive for what you get at around $72,900 plus the usual costs. There is a reason why the Kia Carnival has over 80% market share in the people mover segment. It's that good. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Eco Car Guide is your go-to resource for everything hybrid and EV. Log on today for a guide to some new players in the Aussie market, the D-Power S07, the BYD Shark 6, and Peugeot's 3008 Hybrid. And is the plug-in hybrid Ford Ranger worth a look? All the details of the new Ranger powertrain option can be found at ecocarguide.com.au today. Eco Car Guide, your best place to head for information on new vehicle technologies.